अपर्याप्तं तदस्माकं बलं भीष्माभिरक्षितं पर्याप्तं तदित्वेतेषां बलं भीमाभिरक्षितं। सो हियर दुर्योधना इज नाउ गिविंग अ समरी कंपैरिजन ऑफ द जनरल्स ऑन हिज साइड with the generals on his opponent's side by just naming the commander and the magnitude of the forces. So he says, aparyaptam tad asmakam. Asmakam means ours. Aparyaptam means unlimited. At least that is his intention. Balam bhishma abhirakshitam. So he's saying, we are commanded by Bhishma, so our forces are immeasurable. And paryaptam taidam etesham. And of these, my opponents, paryaptam, they are actually finite. So they are limited. They are inadequate. Balam bhima bhirakshitam. And they are protected by Bhima. It's interesting that the fears of his heart are coming out. And although Bhima is neither the commander of the Pandava army, nor is he, in one sense, the biggest threat, but he is the biggest threat for Duryodhana. So the commander of the Pandava army was Drishtadyumna, and the most formidable among the Pandavas was Arjuna. It was Arjuna who actually wreaked havoc. Of course, Bhima also did. And it was Bhima who killed the 100 Kauravas and avenged the honor of lost honor of Draupadi. But the point was that it was Arjuna who had gone to heaven. Arjuna had gone with celestial weapons. So, during most military assessments, and the attempts were made to discourage or check Duryodhana from continuing on his foolish, stubborn obstinacy for war, then often the strength, he was first reminded of the strength of Arjuna and then about Bhima. So, either way, Arjuna was of course powerful and Duryodhana knew he was Arjuna's power, but to him he was thinking primarily of Bhima. Oh. So he's thinking, oh, the Pandava army is protected by Bhima, not by their commander Dhrishtadyumna, not by their foremost warrior Arjuna, but he thinks of Bhima, because for him, Bhima is the opponent, the dreaded opponent whom he wants to overcome. And he has been fighting years, decades, practicing against effigies of Bhima, beating them again and again with his mace, pounding them to powder and smashing them to shards and hoping that one day he will get to do that to the real Bhima. That's why on the opposite army, because of his personal antipathy towards Bhima, he sees their army and he sees that army as being led, protected by Bhima. So Balam Bhima Virakshitam. That's how he says. Their army is protected by Bhima. So that just comes out for him, because for him the most formidable threat, the most hated opponent is Bhima. Now, Duryodhana prided himself on his mace fighting skills, and when Bhima seemed to equal or even excel him, he couldn't tolerate it. And that's why he had that long enmity against the Pandavas, especially Bhima. He had enmity against the Pandavas, especially Yudhishthira, because Yudhishthira had usurped his position as the rightful heir. That's what he felt. And Yudhishthira had fast become popular in the eyes of all the citizens and the courtiers because of his own courteous manner. Whereas Yudhishthira, Duryodhana, due to his haughtiness, due to his scornfulness, he had alienated people. And that's why when the crunch time came, many people favored Duryodhana. who had favored Duryodhana earlier, now favored Yudhishthira. To express his assessment of the relative strengths of the two armies. So he says, Aparyaptam. Our strength is immeasurable. Now the word Paryapta can mean finite or it can mean sufficient. So then Aparyapta, the prefix A, when added in Sanskrit, can heighten the sense of the word or can reverse the sense of the word also. So, Duryodhana is of course assessing his forces, and that's why he intends to use the word with a the sense of heightening the meaning. So, our forces are paryapta. It doesn't mean sufficient. It means large in number. So, aparyaptam refers to practically measureless and finite. Now, because the word has two meanings, so whichever meaning can be used, and that way the verse can be analyzed. So in our tradition, Srila Prabhupada has followed mostly Baldev Vidyabhushan writing his commentary. And Baldev Vidyabhushan translates this verse as referring to our strength is unlimited. Now in terms of military logistics, it is true that the Kaurava strength was greater than that of the Pandavas, and it is also true that Bhishma was far more experienced in warfare than Bhima. So in that sense, having a greater number and having a more experienced warrior, so Duryodhana will say that our strength is far greater than theirs. But Vishwanatha Chakrathakur gives a different meaning of the verse, where he says aparyaptam refers to insufficient. So our strength is insufficient, whereas the Pandava's strength is sufficient, paryaptam. So by talking this way, he wants to ensure that other generals also, apart from those whom he has mentioned, they should also be ready to fight, because they are going to play an important role also in the war. And further, he states that, so at least this could also be an intention with which he uses the word, and other though generals, you also fight properly. Otherwise, it could be a slip of the tongue where he uses the same word which has been used over here, but actually it comes out that it has a different meaning also. So why does Chakravarti Pad translate that as, why would he consider that the Kaurava sources are finite and the Pandavas are infinite? Because in a war, one's skill, one's experience, all these are important. But even more important than all of them is the spirit of fighting. And Bhishma never wanted this war to take place. And he repeatedly counseled Duryodhana to give up his greed and return the Pandavas their half of the kingdom and thus live in peace. So if a warrior has strength, has skill, has experience, but doesn't have the spirit for fighting, then the warrior will not fight very seriously. So in terms of rasa, in terms of inner emotion, Bhima had a far greater fighting spirit. Bhima had been practically breathing fire when Draupadi was being dishonored in the assembly. 13 years ago, and he also wanted that. You know, they've been waiting for so long to take revenge, and now he has the opportunity to take revenge. So naturally, he's eager, waiting, longing for the war. So therefore, the idea is the Bhishma doesn't have much of a fighting spirit. He doesn't really want the war. Bhima wants the war. So therefore, that fight in terms of inner, the thought of fighting spirit, the Pandavas' forces are greater. So, this sort of analysis where the speaker speaks one thing but the words are reanalyzed so that they have a different meaning. This is called as Vyajastuti. So somebody wants to criticize but is actually praising. So he wants to criticize the Pandavas' forces and praise his own forces, but he ends up praising the Pandavas' forces and criticizing his own forces. So sometimes acharyas may give different meanings for the same words, and that's not contradictory. That's just from a alternative frame of reference, from a different perspective that they are analyzing things. In terms of Siddhanta, in terms of conclusions, philosophical, theological, there will not be any contradiction with the acharyas. But in terms of specifics, both can be true because they both overall harmonize with the Siddhanta. So of course in this particular verse there is no specific Siddhanta involved. The point is that yes, Kaurava's forces are bigger, their general is more experienced. So in terms of, we could say, external analysis, the Kauravas have the upper hand. But in terms of another perspective, because the Bhima has a greater fighting spirit than Bhishma, therefore they have the upper hand. And either way, the important point is Duryodhana wants his soldiers to be alert and confident. So in the next verse he will now specifically address his other soldiers, other generals, but here by stating that our forces are infinite, he wants to reassure and boost the morale of his forces and have them ready and eager to fight. And if the verse is taken to mean our forces are insufficient, then he wants his forces to know that I cannot rely on Bhishma alone. Therefore, all of you also have to fight. And this way, he conveys his assessment of the comparative strength of the forces.